Hi, this is a dictation for Soumil, S-O-U-M-I-L. Last name is Shet, S-H-E-T-H. Date of birth is 10-7-1978. Date of accident is July 27, 2025. Date of service 8-4-2035. Chief complaint is moderately severe pain around 7 in the area of neck, upper back, and lower back. Patient has some pain in the right tailbone area and right shoulder area also to the tune of 7, and difficulty in lifting the right arm up to 100 degrees, beyond 100 degrees. The pains are constant. Pain in the right knee is also reported to be 7, and overall these pains are blamed on an automobile accident that happened. On 7/25/2025 at 11 a.m., the patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side on 14-mile and track. In a Mercedes-Benz C300, the patient reported that he was traveling on 14-mile, and they stopped at a red light by Drake, and they got rear-ended. Patient by a Ford Escape at 60 to 65 miles an hour, their car was completely stopped. He was not wearing seatbelt, airbags deployed. Oh, airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. And police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The patient was not taken to any emergency room. The damage to the car is to the rear. Bumper and trunk. Lights. No damage to windshield or glass. No damage to the interior. The car was not total. Regarding the injury, patient reports he injured his head by hitting into the headrest and whiplash. He possibly injured his right knee into the seat in front. He doesn't remember if he hit his right shoulder into any structure of the car. No laceration, bleeding, or fractures are reported. Patient has not seen any doctors since the accident. Overall, the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right tailbone area, and right shoulder and right knee is 7. Some difficulty in walking is reported. Lifting the right arm beyond 100 degrees is painful. Some weakness of the right arm is reported. There is no reticulopathy or radiation of pain or numbness or tingling is reported by the patient to upper extremities or lower extremities. Headaches are moderately severe. They are reported to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly they are located to the back, and mild to moderate, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. No history of any TBI reported. Patient specifically denies dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient further denies loss of memory, forgetfulness, seizures, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or blurred vision, spots on the vision, or loss of vision field. Patient denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Regarding the pain, the patient has constant pain in the area described, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder, right knee. And they are described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, heavy, tender, splitting, tiring, exhausting. And they vary from 6 to 8. ADLs are affected 7 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, standing, driving, bending, and improved by medications, lying down, rest. Regarding the previous investigation, patient reports of having some X-rays done at a PCP, and patient do not have any numbness or pain as reported, or muscle weakness. No treatment has been received so far. Please review the records for system review, surgical histories, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment. Patient is working full time right now. Legal and personal history, as well as the ADLs, please review the records. In the physical examination, the patient is a ...47-year-old. Gentleman, Asian, and he's the height is 5'11". The weight is 160 pounds. Temperature 99 degrees. Respiratory rate is 17. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, collar, nickel. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile independent, without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, musculature, and musculoskeletal. Examination is as follows. Inspection palpations from the template and spine tenderness is noticed in the right SI joint and L5-S1 more on the right side. And paravertebral muscle spasms only in L1 to L5 on the right side with trigger points. 2 plus hypotrophy. Range of motion of cervical spine is as follows. There is a forward flexion of 35. Extension is 35. Bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, patient has negative Hoffman sign, but positive Sperling sign. Lerma test is positive. Destruction test was negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, whose test lumbar tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight lagrangian test is positive, 20 degrees, laterally. CLR is positive, TEMP is positive. Babinski sign negative, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Breger test is negative. In the SI joint, right-sided paper test and right-sided consonant test is positive. Rest of the testing, which includes standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test, are all negative. Extremities. Please use the template to type the extremities for all except for the right shoulder and right knee. Rest of them are normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, it appears to be completely normal with no tender spots, no dislocation. On palpation, there are no contusion, laceration, fractures. Range of motion is passive is normal. Active is limited to 100 degrees. Maximum of abduction, after which a patient starts developing some pain. No motor deficit is needed, found, and no weakness distally. Grip is normal and no issue with the Fallin test or Tinel sign. No carpal tunnel compression. However, special tests were conducted, which show Hawking-Kennedy test was positive, T-test, near test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Examination of the right knee shows normally appearing knee with no scar, erythema, effusion, and minimal tenderness, peripatellar, but no crepitus grinding. Range of motions are normal. Muscle strength is normal. Valgus varus are normally absent. Anterior or posterior are negative. Collateral ligaments are intact. Macmillan Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Please review the diagnosis page for diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin at the area which are affected, which include the complete spine, the right shoulder, and the right knee. And two times a week to begin. Patient remains disability for work, housework, and transportation. His mess were reviewed. Labs have been ordered. And medication-wise, patient did not want any medications. He refused. Actually, he wanted a stronger pain medication. He was being provided with Tylenol codeine. And so he did not want any medication, and he didn't want it to come to be seen any further. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being offered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Medical investigations, none for now. DMEs. The patient is being provided with a DME for neck brace, back brace, and a tensioner. Education is yes. The follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.